SHAJPI, Scientific Voices.
My name is Sylvie Recoux. I am a researcher at the French National Institute for Agriculture, Food and the Environment in RAE, and I work on soil organic matter, its nature, its role in plant nutrition, especially nitrogen, but also in the environmental impacts such as greenhouse gas emission, nitrate losses, and the contribution of soils to carbon sequestration and climate regulation. My main research interests are the biogeochemical cycles of carbon, nitrogen, and sulfur in agricultural systems. In particular, I have been working on the decomposition factor of soil organic matter and plant residues, the effect of agricultural practice on decomposition functions, and the soil nitrogen cycle. I have three main types of activities. The first is experimental research that combines laboratory approach like incubation under controlled conditions, field experiment at farmers' place or in long-term environmental systems, and modeling. Modeling means soil crop models that involve carbon and nitrogen simulations. Experiments involve also the use of stable isotope approach like C13 and N15 that allows to trace the fate of added carbon and nitrogen in soils and in plants. The research team in Reims, where I am working on a daily basis, is specialized in lignocellulose plant biomass and its use by agriculture and industry. And this calls on knowledge in agronomy, plant biology and biochemistry, and in microbiology and enzymology. As senior scientist, I also coordinate several projects at European, international, or bilateral projects, such as with Brazil or Italy, linking cropping practices, soil and crop residue management, and greenhouse gas balance. And the most important for me in the recent year was this residue gas project that ended in 2021, this year, funded by the European multi-partner call, ERAGAS, where I was work package leader, but also the coordination of a French-Italian project, CLIMSOC, a Galileo bilateral call dedicated to simulate the impact of crop management on N2O emission and soil carbon. And a bit before, I participated to the French national expertise on mitigation options for agricultural greenhouse gas. The third activity, which is important for me, is editorial activities. And in 2017, I took over a position of editor-in-chief of the international journal Agronomy for Sustainable Development, journal that is ranked second in the field of agronomy after being for several years field editor of the journal Soil Research and of the journal Plant and Soil. My research on organic matter and greenhouse gas emission contributes to two main challenging work problems that are linked together. Sustained food production via adapted agricultural practice and soil management, while decreasing external inputs, particularly fertilization and energy use. It's what we call now this agroecological transition of agriculture. But the second challenging area is decreasing environmental impact of agriculture, such as greenhouse emission linked to management of organic and synthetic inputs, nutrient leaching, particularly towards water in agricultural system. And last, recently, the possible role of soils in climate mitigation and regulation has been recognized via the long-term storage of organic carbon in soil, what we call carbon sequestration, And this is a 4 per mil initiative that started in France and now is international. All these questions have put research on biogeochemical cycles and organic matter, which is a rather classic and whole discipline, at the heart of current issues. And this is very interesting for us, of course. My research has, at least I hope, a direct influence on the evolution of agriculture and therefore has an impact on primarily on farmers who must move towards agroecology and low-input energy-efficient agriculture. This research has also an impact on consumers like us, who are already demanding healthy but also carbon-neutral food. This will become more and more important in the future, I guess. And our research on the fate of carbon and the stabilization of organic matter will contribute directly to design agricultural system, but also to define the public policies to help farmers to contribute to this challenge. Lastly, this research contributes to providing references and expertise to public policies, whether national, like the low label carbon in France, European, like the common agricultural policy with the Green Deal, or international with a reference, published reference for the IPCC methodology. The quantification of greenhouse gas emission is done at international level by the IPCC methodology, which has for national and international inventories with three methods. The first method is called Tier 1, is using default value at international level to quantify greenhouse gas emissions from a sector. Today, we talk about the agriculture sector. There is a second approach, which is called Tier 2, which is based on regional data coming from each country. But this, we can understand, this has a high cost to get this data, and also gaps, geographical gaps, because it's impossible to get data in all areas of the world. And the third approach is a Tier 3 approach, which is providing estimation of greenhouse gas emission by the use of numerical models. It's modeling. And in fact, the problem with the modeling is that usually the model, there is a great number of models existing, but they are too specific. They are calibrated on a specific experiment in each area or country, and they are not validated broadly. And there is a lack of information and input data to provide to the model. The ENMI project was involved in a coordinated action of unprecedented scale with the Global Research Alliance. It involved 16 models for cropland, 12 models for grassland, 4 models for both, but also 45 scientific teams from 11 countries, and used the data from 10 international sites over 4 continents. The aim was first to assess the possibility to model, simulate accurately greenhouse gas emission, but also to see whether it was possible to use an ensemble of models to better predict these emissions. The main results of this modeling exercise, first, was that it has improved the simulation model structure, and parameterization has extended the range of validity. Also, this work has several implications at a range of scales, local, regional, global, including improvement of national inventories from IPCC Tier 1 or 2 methods that are currently used to the Tier 3 methods that use modeling, particularly we demonstrated the ability of modeling approach to provide credible and generalizable estimate method for greenhouse gas emission, but also for plant biomass production through yield. None of the 24 models tested had superior performance in all circumstances. And in fact, the median prediction of the ensemble of model was a plausible estimate of yield N2 emission and carbon storage and provide a more robust estimation than individual models. CNMIP and demonstrated the interest of using ensemble of model, particularly for main crops such as maize, wheat, rice, and also grassland.